with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Vice President J.D. Vance on Wednesday made the Trump administration's first big pitch to sell the public on President Trump's sweeping budget and policy package in the swing political turf of northeastern Pennsylvania. Vance says the bill lets workers earn tax-free overtime.
Thanks to President Trump's leadership, if you work overtime, the federal government is not going to take a dime of that overtime. You earn that money, you ought to keep it in your pocket.
The vice president, whose tie-breaking vote got the bill through the Senate, touted the legislation's tax breaks and cast Democrats as opponents of cutting taxes because of their unanimous opposition to the legislation. Despite President Trump's 50-day ultimatum for Russia to end its war in Ukraine, new Russian drone strikes hit a city in central Ukraine, leaving at least 15 people injured.
Vinnytsia is one of four Ukrainian cities pounded Tuesday into Wednesday morning. 400 Shahed and decoy drones launched, as well as one ballistic missile, the Ukrainian Air Force says. At least 15 people have been injured in the strikes in all that mostly targeted energy infrastructure. The latest bombardment in Russia's escalating aerial campaign comes ahead of a September 2 deadline set by President Donald Trump for the Kremlin to reach a peace deal in the three-year war under the threat of possible severe Washington sanctions if it doesn't. I'm Charles Deledesma.
President Trump says he's highly unlikely to fire Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell. His public statement Wednesday came less than 24 hours after suggesting in a private meeting that he was leaning in favor of dismissing Powell. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 231 points, the Nasdaq rose 52. This is SRN News. Faith impacts attitudes about abortion.
According to a study by the Public Religion Research Institute, the more a person engages in Christian religious practices, the less likely he is to support abortion. In states where people are more religious, Louisiana, Tennessee, and Alabama, for instance, support for abortion is low. In places where people have turned away from faith, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Vermont, support for abortion is very high. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism rears its head in Greece. A kosher restaurant in Athens has been defaced by vandals who wrote, "No Zionist is safe here," on the building. Local authorities are investigating the incident at the eatery, which had only been open 6 weeks. Anti-Semitism has spiked all around the globe since Hamas lost its devastating attack on Israel in October of 2023. This is SRN News. Less than half of voters believe the government is doing enough to stop illegal immigrants from getting taxpayer-funded benefits. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 72% of likely U.S. voters believe it's important to prevent illegal immigrants from getting government benefits like Medicaid and food stamps, including 48% who consider it very important. Only 25% don't think it's important to keep illegal immigrants from getting benefits. A survey of 1,014 U.S. likely voters was conducted on July 6 and 7, 2025 by Rasmussen Reports. The margin of sampling error is plus or minus 3 percentage points with a 95% level of confidence. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A federal judge in Tennessee is not expected to immediately rule on whether to release Kilmar Abrego Garcia from jail as he awaits trial on human smuggling charges. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.